think lots of people, when they think about, oh, well, I need to run Facebook ads, they think they've got to come up with some special kind of content that is like an ad. It's not really, because if you were coming into the world of Facebook ads for the first time and you were thinking, okay, I want to amp up my game, and I think Facebook ads are the way to do it. If you had some success through your organic strategies, i.e. you've put content out there, it's attracted people to you, you've managed to start conversations and turn, you know, leads into clients, that kind of thing, but without any ads, you're on a really strong foot there, because you can just kind of look at, well, what have I done before? And then just think of ads as a way to amplify that out to more people.
Welcome to the Standout Business Show, where it's all about making a bigger difference by doing business differently. I'm Brad Powell, and today we're talking about fueling your business with raving fans. If you're feeling stuck on that never-ending hamster wheel of manual lead generation, it seems like lead generation is the thing that most people in business are super preoccupied with. And a lot of them have been relying on organic traffic for your growth, and maybe you're not getting the results you're looking for. Well, if that's true for you, here's my question. What would it look like if you were able to automate the flow of your leads so that, you know, you'd be saving time, you'd be creating more consistency in your lead flow, and you would be able to stop worrying about where your next clients are coming from? Well, if any of that sounds good, then stay tuned, because today's guest, digital marketing and Facebook ad expert Danny Young, is here to talk about how to use paid traffic that will keep your brand and your products top of mind for those right fit clients that you're looking for. And of course, how to avoid any expensive paid traffic mistakes. Danny's managed millions in ad spend, and he's generated thousands of leads for his customers all around the world. So stay tuned. And with that, let's start the show. Danny, welcome to the show.
Brad, thanks for having me on. How are you?
I'm doing great. Really glad that you're here. So we're talking about lead generation, which I think is something that is top of mind for most entrepreneurs. Most people have a business, particularly if they're a solo entrepreneur or if they have an agency. This is kind of like the never-ending pressure of, oh my gosh, I need more leads. This month, I'm in the dip of the roller coaster. It hasn't been all that great yet. And if I don't get a new client between now and November, I'm in trouble. Like, I have stuff that is going to happen that won't be good. So this is just a big preoccupation. And at the same time, I think that most people in business, you know, the way they're doing their lead generation isn't working particularly well for them, which is why they go through these inconsistent, you know, peaks and valleys in whether they're going to have a good month or a bad month. So what do you see when you look at the landscape in terms of, you know, why is this such a big headache for most people? And what is it that they're missing? What's the insight that you can bring?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a headache that I've experienced myself. I'm very, very familiar with it. When I first started out on my post-corporate adventure, as it were, in this world of entrepreneurship, and I kind of didn't really know what I was doing at first. You absolutely hit the nail on the head, Brad, where you mentioned that people go through these, I often call them feast and famine cycles in their business. So they'll go all out to kind of generate leads through content creation and networking and other means. And then they'll get some inquiries and they'll turn those inquiries into clients. And then they'll go into service mode where they deliver to those clients. And then maybe those projects will come to an end. And then they'll think, oh, I've done no lead generation for the past couple of months because I've been busy dealing with these clients. And then they have to go back to the beginning and go through the whole process again. And that's why they get those peaks and those troughs. And I'm sure that many of your viewers will be familiar with that. One of the ways that people generate leads for their business is, like I mentioned, is through creating content, is putting themselves out there, networking online, going into Facebook groups, you know, doing all of the kind of hustle and grind that's required to get themselves visible and try and rise above the rest of the noise that's out there on the internet. And it works, but it is a grind. And I think when you're trying to wear all of the hats of an online business owner, where you need to be the finance director, the managing director, the customer service, you know, the director of all of the different departments in your little empire, content creation and lead generation can become really stressful. But it's something that ideally you want to be doing consistently while you're in your quiet periods. You want to be generating leads, but while you're onboarding clients, you still want to be generating leads. You need to keep the hamster wheel turning so that you've got a steady influx of inquiries. And there are a number of reasons that you want that steady influx of inquiries. I mean, firstly, you don't want quiet periods in your business because bills generally have to be paid every month, which is a bad thing if you're not making money every month. But also, if you have a consistent flow of inquiries coming through, you're kind of in a more powerful position where you can kind of pick and choose which are the right people that you could work with and not feel like you have to accept the first person that kind of raises their hand. Even if they don't feel like they're a good fit, you feel a little bit desperate to kind of take the plunge and work with them because you've just have a gap that needs to be filled, right? So it's tricky. It's tricky. And, you know, as somebody who runs an ads agency, I am a huge fan of using Facebook ads to generate leads. In fact, it's what pretty much all of our clients do. It's something that we specialize in. And they use ads. And it's just simple. You create a process to attract people from the outside world who don't really know who you are and bring them into your world. And there are a number of different ways that you can do that. And you kind of just use Facebook as a source of fuel to that engine. And you just say, right, Facebook, I'm going to pay you some money, but I want you to keep giving me these leads, keep generating these leads. And they will come in all day, every day, obviously, depending on how much you're spending. That's the kind of method behind the madness, as it were, is that you use Facebook to automate that process. Or when I say Facebook, here Meta, because obviously we've got Facebook and Instagram in the mix, and they recently rebranded to Meta.
Right. So this thing of using paid traffic to generate leads, a lot of people are thinking about this constant grind of content creation. It's like, I've been doing it. It's kind of a headache. It's not my jam, really. My jam is doing the work I do,
yeah.
Not necessarily being the best content creator in the world. And so they're looking for some easier way or some easy button that they can press. And when they think about Facebook ads, they think, oh, this could be great. I can just create an ad, push the button, and then it'll work. And of course, there's a lot more to ad creation and not only just the ad creation, but creating a whole campaign and what's happening with those leads once they respond to your campaign. So when someone is thinking about, okay, I really like this idea. I've heard a lot about paid traffic. I haven't tried it yet. Or maybe they're thinking, I tried some Facebook ads and they didn't work for me. And so maybe I just don't believe that they work very well. So given that they actually do work, given the assumption that Facebook ad works for many people, what are the things that they should really be thinking about as the first step in approaching a paid traffic campaign?
Yeah, that's a great question. There is a lot to consider, but it doesn't have to be too complex. You make a great point about, you know, do Facebook ads work or not? I hear a lot of times people will say that they don't believe that they do, and it is because they've probably tried them themselves or they've spoken to somebody that's tried them themselves and they've not had a great experience. And I would say that 9 times out of 10, that poor experience is an educational kind of challenge. It's not something that's wrong with the platform because the platform works really, really well. It's Meta's biggest revenue generation activity because it works. But without wanting to go too far down that rabbit hole, what are the things that people need to consider? Well, in my agency, we talk about lead generation and we also talk about audience building. And there's a slight difference between those two things sometimes, because with lead generation, the typical way that you would generate leads, or certainly one of the tried and tested ways that we do it with our clients, is that they will create a lead magnet, which is a piece of content that you're happy to give away. It's normally going to solve a little problem for your ideal client. And you'll give that away in exchange for people's name and email address. And then what happens is that you'll send people to a web page where they can opt in for that lead magnet. And then once they've opted in for the lead magnet, you've got their name and email address that will go into your email software, and then you can start to email them marketing material. Okay, I don't want to kind of spend too long, you know, spelling out exactly how that process works from start to finish, but that's the kind of concept. That works really, really well. But what we have learned to understand in my agency is that when you're running Facebook ads and targeting specific audiences and offering them a lead magnet, Facebook's only going to show your ads to a section of that audience, because the way that Facebook works is it will show your ads to people who are most likely to take the course of action you're asking the ad to prompt them for. So if you want people to opt in for a lead magnet, again, trying to keep it simple, it will show ads to people that normally opt in for lead magnets. Okay. If you wanted to run an ad to drive traffic to a blog post, then it will show your ads to people on the Meta platforms that are most likely to click a link and go and visit a blog post. And it knows how its users interact because it tracks everything that we do. Okay. It's all in its policies in terms of service when you sign up for an account. So that's not news to anybody, or shouldn't be. But when we build audiences as well, we also, alongside a lead magnet campaign, we will run maybe two or three high-value videos, maybe sort of 3 to 5 minute videos. And those videos, again, will address a problem that the ideal client that you're targeting will have, and it probably give them a little solution. And these videos are designed to do exactly what we're doing here. You know, people that watch this video, they will be able to hear your voice, see your face, check out your mannerisms. They, you know, that sense of know, like, and trust builds more quickly over video. And that's what we'd be trying to achieve with audience building videos using Meta ads. Now, when you show those videos, of course, you're not actually taking anybody's name and email address. But what Meta allows you to do is to build audiences. So if somebody watches, I don't know, 25% of a video, then you could retarget them with something else, because we can build an audience of people who watch 25% of a video. If you were fishing in a pond of 1 million people, and when I say fishing in a pond, I mean that's the audience that we're targeting. Let's say the audience is 1 million people in size. If you're running a lead magnet ad, you might hit, I don't know, 10% of that audience, because Facebook thinks, well, 10% of this audience are likely to opt in for that. But if we run video view ads as well, which are designed to show videos, that's going to hit a much bigger pocket of that 1 million people, because most people will watch a video. Therefore, your brand is getting more exposure. Like I said, people will be getting a stronger sense of know, like, and trust, and seeing you as an authority and somebody that's credible and has positioning. So that's a strategy that we implement. But I think in order to get started, the simplest path for me is always the straight line from point A to point B. So I would say, do some audience research, create a lead magnet that solves a problem, and then set up a Facebook ad campaign that is going to offer that lead magnet to your ideal client through Facebook's targeting, and generate leads that way.
Yeah. Well, the lead magnet strategy seems dead simple, like it's a very straight line. But the thing that intrigues me, what you're talking about in terms of using video, and this is like perking my ears up, I'm all about video. It's my core thing. And sort of like, okay, well, there's video creators who are busily, and I mean really busily, creating video content on various platforms, and they're doing it every single day. And of course, these days, short form is kind of the ruler of video consumption. And so they're making these very short 1 minute videos and organically posting them on Instagram, on Facebook, TikTok, LinkedIn, you know, as many places as they can with the same piece of content. And those perform reasonably well for people. You know, the average person can expect to get in front of at least a modest size following, which is okay. Like it works. But what you're talking about is the ability to take that kind of content, like and let's say for somebody who's been doing that for a little while, the best performing pieces of content, and then put some paid traffic onto it. Say, well, let's put this on Facebook and Instagram and get, you know, some targeted paid views on this content. And now you're really building an audience. Now you're building a bunch of people who have seen you and have built some trust with you and maybe want to see the next video that you come out, or maybe they start to follow you on Instagram. And so now you're starting to build an engaged audience at a more rapid rate. Like this is accelerating your capability of doing the thing that you may already be doing. So talk a little bit more about just the advantages of this strategy, of the whole thing behind audience building, and then go to the next step of, now we're going to retarget that group, and what should we do then?
Yeah, that's fantastic that you've covered it that way, because when you talk about people creating content organically and then searching for the best performing content and then just putting that, putting ad spend behind that to show to more people. That's the way to look at running ads, because I think lots of people, when they think about, oh, well, I need to run Facebook ads, they think they've got to come up with some special kind of content that is like an ad, where it's not really. Because if you think, like, if you were coming into the world of Facebook ads for the first time and you were thinking, okay, I want to amp up my game, and I think Facebook ads are the way to do it. If you had some success through your organic strategies, i.e. you've put content out there, it's attracted people to you, you've managed to start conversations and turn, you know, leads into clients, that kind of thing, but without any ads, you're on a really strong foot there, because you can just kind of look at, well, what have I done before? And then just think of ads as a way to amplify that out to more people, but being selective about who you're going to show the ads to because of the way that Facebook's audience targeting works. You don't have to kind of sit there with a blank sheet of paper and think, right, I've got to come up with something really, really clever because this is going to be an ad. No, the best performing ads are usually what has previously existed as organic content that's got lots of engagement, and there are the clues. So to answer your question, the reach that you get through posting organically on platforms, on most social media platforms, is low. And that's because, yeah, those platforms want to give you some exposure, but they really want you to pay to play. They want you to give them some money, and then they say, right, okay, you've got some content, we're going to show it to loads of people for you. We're going to, you know, let's get some people, lots of people really excited about what you're doing. So, you know, I don't have the numbers to hand exactly, but my understanding is that organic reach is around sort of like 1-3%, maybe as high as 5%. And that will vary. There'll be people watching this that say, hey, I get way more than that. If you have put a lot of effort, a lot of time, a lot of energy into building a really engaged audience organically, hats off to you for that. I respect that. I do not have that myself personally, because again, that is time consuming. And like you mentioned earlier, I'm not a huge content creator. You know, my zone of genius is kind of coming up with strategic campaigns and understanding how to analyze data to improve those campaigns. So I don't have the luxury of having a highly engaged organic audience. But generally speaking, organic reach is around 1-5%, let's say. But you can really kind of put the rocket boosters on that once you start paying Facebook and saying, hey, I want you to show this to as many people as possible. Here are the instructions I'm giving you. Go and do your thing. So pick out your best performing organic content. Have a strategy in mind, by the way. Don't just run ads to content for the sake of it. You need to obviously think about, well, what's the purpose of me showing this to these people? What is the process I want to take them through? So you need to map out that strategy. And that's something I'm really passionate about. It's kind of looking at the whole kind of ecosystem and going, right, how is this going to work? What are we going to put into play here? But use your best performing content. It's a great starting point. You can, of course, create new content. Nothing, no harm in that. Ads are also a great way to test new content, because you can get it in front of lots of people very quickly. And if it hits the KPIs, great. And if it doesn't, just pull it and move on to the next thing. In terms of the next level, though, if we're thinking about using video to build audiences, so let's say we've got our lead magnet funnel and it's bringing in leads at a constant rate and that's all going well, but we're using video alongside that to build bigger audiences, you could do some really cool stuff, because you could have maybe three videos running at the same time that they're not kind of sequential, they're not linked into each other, they're kind of standalone topics on their own, but they're in your area of expertise. So you can have those three videos running at any one time. And then what you can do is you could say, okay, well, if somebody watches 25% of any of these videos, I'll create an audience of those people and I'll show them the next piece of content. And you can think about the journey that you're going to take people on. The beauty of this process is that you can layer it and layer it and layer it. So you could have video one, video two, video three, and so on. And once you've got enough traffic coming in at the top into video one, let's say that you get 1,000 people that watch 90% of that video, and then you retarget them with another video. And over time, you get 1,000 people that have watched 90% of that video. If you set your ads up in the right way so that only people who've watched 90% of video one can watch video two, then what you know pretty certainly by the end of, you know, once you've got 1,000 that have watched 90% of video two, is you've got a really engaged audience there, because they've watched a lot of your content. And then you can start to do cool things. You can start to retarget them with offers. Maybe you are planning an online summit, or maybe you've got a challenge coming up, or maybe you've got a lead magnet you want to present them, or maybe you've got an offer a paid offer you want to put to them and say, hey, I've got a membership program or a mastermind or something else. I love using video to build these audiences and layer these audiences and kind of use it to funnel people down. And one of the reasons I love to do it is because it is not expensive at all. You know, you might pay in English money, £2 to £4, £5. So let's say it's equivalent to US dollars, $2 to $5 per lead, right? That's not a bad thing. But then you've got to work those leads. Okay, you know, you need an email nurture sequence in place. You'll probably be pointing them to other social media channels. You need to kind of expose and bare your soul to these people so that they understand who you are, what you stand for, and whether or not, you know, they should trust you enough to buy something from you. But you can also do this at a much lower cost using video and funneling people through a layer of videos so that those that come out of the bottom that have watched maybe 2, 3, 4 videos, you know that they're going to be really interested in what you've got to offer. So layering those videos and structuring them in the right way can bring really, really good results.
I absolutely love this idea. I talk a lot about being binge-worthy with your brand.
Love that.
And this strategy in particular is a way to do that. You're able to broadcast, let's say, video number one to a fairly wide group of people that they're targeted, but it's larger numbers than you'd ever be able to do organically. And then you can say, oh, you liked this video? Here's another one. And then you have a group of people who watch that second video. And now you have, you know, people have gone 1 to 2. And now you can say, oh, well, you liked that one too. Well, here, guess what? Here's yet another one. And my experience with video is that when people go through that kind of thing, like it doesn't take very long for you to become familiar to them. Like, oh, say, I know who this person is. I've seen Danny on 2 videos now. This is, you know, so I'm ready for the number, whatever the next one's going to be. And the other thing that I want to underline in what we're talking about here is that when the people think about ads, and I'm guilty of this too, I'm always thinking like, oh, I have to come up with something, you know, creative and really smart and snappy. And that's completely not what you need to do. All you need to do is do something that looks like it's part of what other people are doing in the feed. And so basically, the more normal and social media friendly or social media suitable, like just sort of it suits Instagram or it suits Facebook, you know, if it's like this is what most people are seeing on their Facebook feed and you're just part of that, that's actually the way you want to be instead of, you know, if anything that looks or smells like an ad, people are just like, okay, no, this is an ad. I don't want to bother. I don't have time for that. When you're doing this in a way that is building that familiarity, and I just love the idea that by retargeting, you can create that familiarity and you can create it at scale, like at just much larger numbers. And of course, the other wonderful part of it is that it's all automated. You put it together and like once it's going and you have this engine that is getting people familiar and kind of into the sync, like basically aligned with who you are, what you stand for, what you're all about. And they're basically just kind of coming through your door going, okay, well, I'm interested in learning more from you. I'm interested in what sort of what else can you show me or help me with? And that's just a really great place for your leads to be in. And if you can do that at $2 to $5 a person, like who wouldn't want to sign up for that?
Yeah, exactly. And if you can do it using video at a lower cost, you know, we have clients that run, you know, just to give you some idea on numbers, we have clients that run video ads that are maybe 3 to 5 minutes long. They run them to cold traffic and we get 100% video views for around 50 cents to a dollar. So that means someone has taken 3 to 5 minutes out of their day and watched an entire video. That's powerful because it's quite easy to opt in for a lead magnet. You can just put in your name and email address, hit a button and done. And then you can get distracted with something. And then you might never even open that email that delivers the guide that you opted in for. And as a lead, you will go cold very quickly for that person, right? But if someone's watched 3 to 5 minutes of a video of yours, there's a level of engagement there. And then if you've got an ecosystem set up so that, you know, Facebook spots that and says, okay, great, now I'm going to show you video number two. And then they start to watch that. It's a really, really powerful way to build audiences. I really am very passionate about it.
Right. Let's just take it a little bit deeper. So now we've got this system where people are watching these videos and they're going into the email nurture sequence, and maybe they're coming to like a masterclass / webinar kind of presentation that you do, you know, what are the things that you're seeing people do that are working really well for them? Because I know that webinars seem to be a bit overdone in the sense that most webinars are pretty much the same as every other webinar. And my experience with many of them is that the presenter shows up and you hear this long story about, well, I used to sleep on my parents' couch and I had no money and my car broke down. And then I discovered digital marketing.
Yeah.
And they tell you the story. And then I made $1 million. And in this, I'm going to show you the three ways that, you know, you need to pay attention to get your digital marketing work for you. And then the rest of the time, what they're doing is they're showing testimonials of clients that they helped who also made $1 million. And the amount of information that you get is about this big. And then at the end, they pitch you on, well, come into my, you know, $10,000 coaching program.
Yeah.
And I just like, oh gosh. And this is like an hour and a half later, you're going, why did I spend my time doing this?
Yeah.
So what's the better alternative?
So I still run masterclasses of my own from time to time, but I, having been burned and lost many hours of my life to exactly the types of webinar you were just describing, I realized that you need to give a really short intro and then just fill it with value and then make an offer. However, I think that people is a big word, but I do think that people are wising up to these kind of slightly outdated ways now, and people are reluctant to sign up for webinars and masterclasses because they think it's going to be a sob story followed by a pitch fest. One of the things that I like to do with video is because I believe that a lot of conversions happen after conversations. So what you can do if you think about those three videos that I was describing, that we run to cold audiences who don't know who, you know, they're not really aware of your brand, but they're designed to start building the audience. What you can do is deliver that video, and inside that video, you can actually make an offer of some kind of free lead magnet. But instead of kind of putting it out there as a, hey, go to this page and sign up and, you know, I'll email it to you, a much more powerful way to use video and deliver a lead magnet is to say, hey, just drop a comment below if you want access to this, you know, checklist, and I'll send it to you in Messenger, right? And what you'll find is that lots and lots of people will just comment and say, hey, I'd love that checklist. And then you can reply to that comment and you can say, hey, okay, it's on its way to you in Messenger. And then you can start a conversation with them in Messenger and you can start to talk to them. Now, a lot of the time, what you'll find is that you'll give them what they asked for, and then you might ask a question and you'll hear nothing. And that's fine. But once you start to do this with volume, i.e. get lots and lots of people commenting on your ad or your video, you'll start to get conversations going. And it's a brilliant way to not just kind of, you know, try and get sales, but to do market research and just understand what it is that people really, really want. But another thing that works really, really well, and in fact, you know, we've had clients that have had challenges before, they've had problems before with running webinar campaigns, but they get lots of people signing up, but then not a lot of people show up and watch the webinar. So what we say to our clients in that position is, tell me the three biggest takeaways that you the three biggest golden nuggets that are inside that webinar. And they'll say, oh yeah, it's, you know, I've got this strategy and then I've got this and something else. And then we say, great. What I want you to do is just to record a 1 to 2 minute video where you talk specifically about that. And then we're going to run that as an ad. And what we do then is we retarget the audience of people that have signed up for the webinar but not watched it. And we just show them these three videos, which give away the golden nuggets. Because you don't want to leave. You don't want to invest all of that money trying to get lots of people to sign up for a webinar or a masterclass. And then if no one watches it, what do you do with those people? You've got to meet them where they are. And if you've got three different golden nuggets that are inside that piece of webinar content, one of those is surely going to resonate with that audience because they've signed up for this thing. And then you can start to have conversations with them. So again, you might just have a 1 minute video that says, hey, I saw you sign up for my webinar. I'm sorry you couldn't make it. Here's some really kind of cool information that you would have got your hands on, and explain like what, you know, give them the piece of value. And then you might say, hey, well, I've created a free video guide where I go into more detail about this. Just drop a comment below and I'll send it to you in Messenger. So the same kind of strategy as before, but again, we're using video to connect with people quickly. and to kind of move them through the process, but also to meet them where they are, because not everybody's going to be ready to watch a webinar. And this is a great way to sweep people up.
I love that. That's so great. I mean, this idea of just simply meeting people where they are, rather than trying to yank them, come over here, do this thing with me over here. I just see that working so much better. And again, this is all about, you're creating this bingeable experience. And because of the strategy of, you know, saying, hey, here's the thing that I'm going to give you, and it's down in the comments, you know, comment and I'll get back to you. Now you're able to extend the conversation that you're having with them. The other thing I want to underline about what you said is that if you go into that conversation with the intention of learning about them, of being like truly interested and like what's going on for them, what's their deal, what are they, you know, what's worked, what hasn't worked, all that kind of stuff, that intention can completely change the atmosphere of how that conversation comes to pass. And people who are interested in what you're doing, they'll self-identify. They'll go, oh, I want to hear more. How can I learn, you know, whatever. And the ones who aren't the tire kickers, well, that's okay. You can still learn from them. And whatever they say to you, that language is really great for the next round of copy or video that you're going to create.
Yeah, I love it. It's such a fantastic strategy, that one. Getting people into Messenger where you can have conversations with them. The clever thing is to use video to start that conversation. They are already going to be a little bit familiar with you. When you're typing messages to them, they'll hear your tone of voice. And these little nuances make a very, very big difference in how people respond and how much they trust you in terms of, you know, whether or not they're going to respond at all and how much they'll share. But yeah, it's a really, really good strategy.
This whole thing is pointing to the direction towards how you can do paid traffic, but keep it super personal.
Yeah.
Like really personalize the whole experience, which I think is super key. Well, this is a really great note for us to close on because we're at the end of our time today. And I know that you have a lead magnet that you can share with the audience. So if people want to hook up with you and they're going, I'm inspired, I'm totally sold on paid traffic, tell them how to hook up with you.
Yeah. So we mentioned right at the start of our chat today about people making mistakes with Facebook ads. And as someone who's been in this space for nearly 10 years, but I think it is over 10 years now, actually, where does the time go? I've seen lots of mistakes. And what I've done is create a guide of the 7 most common mistakes I see people making constantly. And my goal with this guide is simple. You can have it for free, have a look at it and recognize these mistakes, recognize these pitfalls so that you can avoid making them yourself and therefore accelerate your path to success with ads and then become an evangelist and be one of the people that says, hey, Facebook ads are brilliant. They do work. Because I guarantee you that most of the time you will hear somebody saying Facebook ads don't work. They've probably made one of the mistakes in this guide. So yeah, the link's down below, dannyyoungonline.com/7FBAM, which stands for 7 Facebook ad mistakes.
All right. Well, Danny, thank you so much for coming on today. This has been a terrific conversation.
My pleasure. Really enjoyed it. Thanks.
I just want to remind you that if you'd like to go and get the entire archive of the Standout Business Show, just go to standoutbusiness.show. It's all there, all the audio, all the video, all the show notes, all the extra little things that are included, and you can binge to your heart's content. We go live every now Tuesday and Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. And until the next time, so long.